Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
The first thing I said when we launched our internship program here at VFNTV, I want to encourage you, if you haven't yet thought about being an intern, think about being in television. I mean, not just every now and then, but every single day. You can be a part of this program and learning how to use those tools. And this is the communication techniques for the future. We're finding out for at least for a little bit. So you can join the internship by going to VFNTV.com, go to the contacts and just let us know. It tells you how to do that. But they're saying very specifically, the first thing I said to our interns was that your generation, you're going to have to understand the difference between man and machine because they're going to merge them together. This is part of recorded prophecy I'm telling these guys and ladies. And so it's here. They're called cyborgs when you merge technology together. Listen to what Elon Musk talks about, cyborgs.
Now, I mean, I do think that there's a potential path here, which is, and we're really getting into science fiction or create, you know, sort of advanced science stuff, but having some sort of merger with biological intelligence and machine intelligence. To some degree, we are already a cyborg. You think of the digital tools that you have, your phone, your computer, the applications that you have, like the fact that, as I was mentioning earlier, you can ask a question and instantly get an answer from Google or, you know, from other things. And so you already have a digital tertiary layer. I say tertiary because you can think of the limbic system, kind of the animal brain or the primal brain, and then the cortex, kind of the thinking, planning part of the brain, and then your digital self as a third layer. So you already have that, and it's like if somebody dies, their digital ghost is still around. You know, all of their emails and the pictures that they posted and the social media, that still lives, even if they physically if they died. So over time, I think we'll probably see a closer merger of biological intelligence and digital intelligence. And it's mostly about the bandwidth, the speed of the connection between your brain and your digital, the digital extension of yourself. Particularly output. And output, if anything, is getting worse. You know, we used to have like keyboards that we'd use a lot. Now we do most of our input through our thumbs on a phone. And that's just very slow. A computer can communicate at a trillion bits per second, but your thumb can maybe do, I don't know, 10 bits per second or 100 if you're being generous. So some high bandwidth interface to the brain, I think, will be something that helps achieve a symbiosis and between human and machine intelligence and maybe solves the control problem and the usefulness problem.
So he's talking about the problem is we're just too slow because our thumbs, because you used to type with all your fingers.
Yes.
I remember my dad typing years ago. He's going like, boom, 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 like, dad. And now here we are, the whole world's typing with two thumbs. And he says, we're like 10 bits a second. We can do 10 bits a second. I'm sure the younger people can do more than that, right?
Sure.
But the computer can do a trillion bits per second. A trillion.
Amazing.
And so you have Ray Kurzweil talking about, he's already working on a cortex, which is that part of the brain, how to grow biological tissue with the processor of a chip together, and so they can communicate to each other.
So you can connect the brain actually to the internet, right?
So you would search Google like this.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you think it.
Well, think about Google Glass with the glasses and all that.
Well, this is like Google in your head.
Oh, yes. It's beyond that.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're going to talk about that. As a matter of fact, when we get back from this break, that God gave a prophetic vision about this day, and we're going to share it with you. And we're also going to share with you details what the book of Revelation says about this and how we have to have wisdom for these days. This is something that your flesh will naturally want to go into, but you have to say, wait a minute, I got to listen to God. It's going to require wisdom.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.